As delegates showed up and checked into their hotel rooms, there were questions as to how a squabble between two of the state's top Democrats will play out east. House Speaker and State Party Chairman Mike Madigan has been locked in a war of words with fellow Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich for the past several months over the state's budget. But most delegates say that's all over. Lake County State Senator Terry Link.
We've been hugs and kisses already since we walked in, and I think that's what you're going to see all week. I think that we had like a family dispute. It's over. We passed a budget that I think we're all happy with down in Springfield.
But Link admits these have been rough waters for Illinois Democrats as of late. He says at times it's unclear who's actually steering the ship. With ink barely dry on a new state budget, Governor Rod Blagojevich made it to Boston to host a Sunday evening delegation party. Madigan instead spent the day traveling through Illinois to tout how he kept the governor's spending plans in check. Blagojevich fired back.
Well, he was the architect of a temporary income tax increase in 1989. That temporary income tax increase is permanent today. He advocated a temporary income tax increase in 1991 when Governor Edgar was trying to address a budget deficit. He said publicly in April that he supports a temporary income tax increase. He was not helping us get our revenues to pay for schools and health care.
Madigan's absence did not go unnoticed among the delegates, and Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. says staying away an extra day is a mistake.
It's time to move on. We received some very disheartening news today that Speaker Madigan is traveling across the state, still saying that he won versus Rod. He's not here tonight. He's our party chairman in our state. He should be here helping build the necessary coalition, mending the fences so that we can build the kind of state that we need. In November in order to win.
The Madigan-Blagojevich rivalry might quickly become a part of Illinois' political history, but it also might be the start of a fight for control of the party. Quad Cities Democratic Senator Denny Jacobs says Blagojevich has made attempts to turn Madigan's own members against him and says it might be a while before the effects are known.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens next year. There's a lot of time to put to bed all of the problems that exist out there, but it is going to be interesting to see if Madigan pursues his one-upmanship, because he's better at it than this governor is. So Madigan's going to win these type little skirmishes, and even if he doesn't win the battle, he sure as hell is going to win the war.
For now, it's a week of hoopla and pep rallies for those attending the national convention. Illinois delegates have more important issues to deal with, according to Carlisle House Democrat Kurt Granberg.
The national policy transcends local issues, and we've resolved this in Illinois, so that is behind us. It's more important that we change the course of the future of this country, and Democrats will do that, and we've come together. We are united.
Illinois will be in the spotlight as U.S. Senate candidate Barack Obama continues to draw national attention. Obama already has appeared on three major network news programs this week and will be the featured keynote speaker at the convention tomorrow night. Current U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, a good friend of John Kerry's, accompanied the soon-to-be Democratic presidential nominee to a Boston Red Sox game Sunday night. Such positive developments can only help delegates looking for a change from party infighting. For Illinois Democrats, a week in New England might be the cure for what ails them.